This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. We just wanted to recommend people to watch Jesse Ventura's episode of Conspiracy Theory dealing with the 9/11 Pentagon conspiracy. We have a link to the YouTube video of that episode in the description of this video. It's really a stunning episode that is absolutely worth watching for those who are interested in what is going on in the world and really the worldwide police state that is being constructed all around us, because 9/11 was the event that set all of this in motion. It was what brought in the Patriot Act and all of these, quote, security measures to track people, to limit freedoms, and these measures not only have been extended greatly in America, but all over the world. And many people obviously have exposed the 9/11 official story. We've discussed it. We've linked to video documentaries on it. There is an abundance of evidence proving that the official story is a fraud. Some of those documentaries did deal with the facts which disprove the official story concerning the Pentagon, but in my opinion, this is the best compilation of evidence on the conspiracy surrounding the Pentagon. It contains one bombshell piece of evidence after another. It's really a tremendous episode. It's only 43 minutes. It's absolutely worth spending the time, and I want to emphasize that because I know that there are a lot of options out there for people, and frankly, many people have a limited attention span in our day. This is worth watching. Among other things, in the episode, he interviews an LA air traffic controller who heard internal chatter on the day of 9/11 about how the Air Force was told to stand down and not intercept the planes that had deviated from their courses, and that this order came from the highest level. It's just stunning. He also gets into Norman Mineta, the transportation secretary, who testified that the plane was allowed to approach the Pentagon and was deliberately not intercepted. That's been covered in many documentaries, but one point that's extremely interesting is that Mineta's testimony not only was not used by the 9/11 Commission, but it was actually deleted from the video archive. So they specifically deleted it because it shatters the official story. He also covers this NASA engineer who demonstrated that the idea that the nose of an airplane could have caused the damage that was done to the Pentagon is simply nonsensical. And people should just watch the episode for the explanation of why the official story on that point doesn't make any sense. Of course, many documentaries have covered how there are no pictures of a plane actually hitting the Pentagon, despite an abundance of cameras in the area that filmed the event, and that it took all kinds of lawsuits to get only 5 frames of what really happened released, and the frames show a bright orange explosion that is more consistent with a missile strike. And he covers that, of course. Many others have covered it as well. But one of the most fascinating pieces of information in this episode is that he interviews this woman who worked within the Pentagon, and she actually worked right in the area where the plane allegedly struck the Pentagon. And she actually walked out the hole that was created, and she tells Jesse Ventura that she saw no evidence of a plane at all. She walked out the very hole that was supposedly created by the plane, and found no parts of a plane, saw no evidence that a plane had crashed into the Pentagon. She also explains how she was threatened. She was told not to tell this story. They tried to dissuade her from concluding that a plane did not strike the Pentagon. It's really interesting. One of the most interesting aspects of the video, in my opinion, was his section on how there is no way that the supposed hijacker could have flown the plane into the Pentagon, Hani Hanjour. Many other documentaries have covered that, but I found this particular treatment of the issue to be very powerful because he interviews different pilots and they actually do a simulation and they try to reenact what it would be like to fly it into the Pentagon. And these accomplished pilots say there's no way, it's basically impossible for anyone, even an expert pilot, to fly at the speed that it was flying into the area of the Pentagon, how low it was. There's no way. they show it via a reenactment, and it's extremely interesting. And one of the pilots he interviews explains how this is causing many pilots to say, "No way, this is just total garbage, this official story." And on top of it, Hani Hanjour was not a good pilot. They wouldn't even rent him a much less sophisticated Cessna. One of the other bombshell pieces of evidence that he covers in the video is the incredible fact that on September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11, there was a press conference with the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, in which he said that $2.3 trillion of military funds cannot be accounted for, have been lost. And then the next day, 9/11 occurred, and everyone, of course, forgot about it. But the area of the Pentagon where all the information on that lost money was contained is the very spot where the explosion occurred. And so all of the data and the people who would have been working on that issue or familiar with it, they were all lost on 9/11. It's just amazing. It provides a precise explanation for why they would have done this in the very area that they did it. And there are many other pieces of evidence, but we found it to be very interesting, definitely worth watching. And although obviously it's not necessary from a spiritual perspective, it is important if one wants to consider what's happening in the world in the proper framework. And it does have spiritual implications because if people can recognize the massive deception that is occurring on the secular level and with these other events, that can cause people to realize that they need to reassess their worldview. Coming to that realization can also cause a person to consider that he or she might be deceived on the most important spiritual matters, and that there are malevolent forces out there working to deceive people. And so it frequently happens that when people wake up to some of the secular conspiracies, they look into what they have to do spiritually and find the traditional Catholic faith. Sometimes they delve too deeply into the secular issues and it detracts from their spiritual pursuits and their study and practice of the Catholic faith. Nevertheless, it's important for people to be aware of these issues. This is especially true when we consider how quickly they are moving to implement this authoritarian police state. Just yesterday, we posted on our website the video clip concerning how, quote, "Homeland Security is warning that terrorists might attack salad bars. Therefore, some conclude, we might have to remove salad bars completely. They are trying to completely transform society, assume total control over everything. Cameras are going up everywhere, and it has really increased in the last 6 months to a year. And all of it began with the 9/11 hoax. It's at the point now where they can assume control of basically anything in the name of a terror threat or protecting people from terrorism, when, as this documentary and many others about 9/11 show, it's all a total fraud. Basically, all of these so-called terror attacks, and there are other documentaries dealing with the Oklahoma City bombing, 7/7, the so-called Christmas Day bomber, etc., they are all staged as part of a plan to consolidate power and control the people. If people do not believe that the media, the mainstream media, is controlled, a careful consideration of this issue, as well as the JFK issue, absolutely proves that, because the mainstream media will not give any fair coverage to the truth about what really happened on 9/11. Almost every single time they even mention the so-called conspiracy theories about 9/11, they blast the people who promote them. They ridicule them, half-truths, don't give them a chance to present any evidence. It's just a total hatchet job every time. It just shows you you do not really have a free media. And when the people do not have a free media, that's how they're deceived, because most people will just go with what they are told. It's just like in Jesse Ventura's other episode of Conspiracy Theory on the JFK assassination, which was also extremely interesting and absolutely worth watching. They have a confession from this very person who was involved in the JFK conspiracy. Total 100% proof that there was a conspiracy. His name was E. Howard Hunt, and he was an intelligence officer with the CIA, a high-placed officer who was very well connected. The guy's admitting to it, and he admitted to it on a recording prior to his death, and his son is delivering the information. That wasn't covered even once by any mainstream news organization. It's just astounding. You have a confession in the murder of JFK. They don't cover it at all. And they actually ridicule anyone who doesn't believe Lee Harvey Oswald did it alone. Now, another thing I wanted to say is that a lot of people are complaining about the body scanners and this increase in security measures that we're seeing everywhere. Even many in the traditional movement are writing things now about it. But some of these same people have ridiculed those who actually promoted the truth about what really happened on 9/11. They mock them. By doing so, they enabled this entire hoax to be cemented in the minds of the public. And as a result, so-called Homeland Security and the government can take over anything and essentially get whatever they want in the name of supposedly fighting and protecting people from terrorism, when the whole thing, as 9/11 proves, is a hoax. In fact, after 9/11, Anwar al-Awlaki, who is now supposedly al-Qaeda's number one man, he's the equivalent of the new bin Laden, he dined at the Pentagon after 9/11. And this was reported by CBS News and Fox News. He dined at the Pentagon, essentially the head of al-Qaeda. It's all a fraud. And that's why even recently, in the last few months, we heard of more supposed attacks that were foiled. They have these Islamic extremists who make these statements about how they are desirous of doing this to this particular building. And when you look into it, or when you carefully listen to the reports, in each case, pretty much, the event was provocateured. In other words, they had an undercover FBI or government agent who was setting the whole thing up, encouraging the person to do this, and then they get the extremist idiot to make some stupid statement about how he would like to do this or that, and then they stop the whole thing, they arrest him, they blame him, and they say, look at all the terror cells that are operating all over the place, when it was the government agent who devised it, instigated it, encouraged it. It's amazing. So those who rejected the truth about 9/11 when it was presented to them and mocked those who exposed it, you helped perpetuate this fraud. You facilitated the takeover of the United States and really the rest of the world in the name of, quote, fighting terrorism. You assisted them in their eradication of American freedoms. Therefore, in suffering under these horrible measures, you are actually getting what you deserve. You helped it happen. So, we obviously don't endorse what Jesse Ventura stands for personally. He doesn't accept the true faith. He's pro-abortion. He's in favor of the evolution hoax. But he's done some excellent episodes on many of these secular conspiracies that are worth watching. And this one is absolutely worth watching.